This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Yes, here we are. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen from the Good Day program for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We are fresh from wardrobe and makeup, ready to go, raring to go, as we present the top 10 stories from the charts the week of December 12th to the 16th. In focus, a couple of more weeks, and it'll be Kaputsky for this year, and we'll be looking forward to a new year. That'll be part of the week end.
I like the word Kaputsky.
Yes, that's part well.
It's good. It'll be Kaputsky for this year. It sums it all up. These years are just melting into each other.
Yes, right, exactly. Well, I'm going to Israel this weekend, and there are a lot of skis over there, so I figured Kaputsky would work fine. The matter of fact.
Well, yeah. Right? Is this a secret mission again, like you and I went on for the government,
or yes.
Are you on a tour?
No, I'm on a tour. I'm just going to go visit some of the things that I enjoy the most about being. I'm only going to be there for 3 or 4 days. But I like going to the old city. I'm going to go visit Uri Geller's new museum that he has in old Jaffa that's full of apparently very fascinating things from his life.
How long will you be there?
I'll be back here Wednesday morning.
All right, so you'll be exhausted for the rest of the year.
I'm going to California the next day.
I can't believe it. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're flying into Boston from, not Boston, you're probably flying to Newark.
But I'm flying into New York, into JFK.
To New York.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah. They have flights out of there to Israel, and then you're going to fly back, and then you're going to go. I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this man is an android. I knowing you all these years, I don't know how you handle travel and the clock.
I'm very fortunate. It doesn't bother me in the least.
That's amazing.
I never get jet lag. It's just, I'll sleep on the plane going over there tonight, and tomorrow I'll be raring to go. And so much to see and do there. It's such a fascinating place. And people say to me all the time, well, you're not Jewish. Why do you like to go there? And I think that's the most ignorant question.
Yeah, they're totally ignorant. It's the seat of many religions.
Yes, it's a fabulous place. There's so much that goes on there, historically, archaeologically. Just you could spend 3-4 days crawling around under the old city and going up into the various churches and city. All of the things that are represented in the old city are the three major religions. And by the way, as you and I found out, everybody gets along there.
All of these warring factions, work together, they get together. It's just the extremists and the politicians.
Right.
What I found.
What does that remind you of?
What was that?
I said, what does that remind you of? Make the trouble. Yeah.
Look at America. I mean, you know, one would think whites and blacks are fighting with each other all the time. I mean, it's not quite an accurate, depiction of real life. But the thing that I remember most of all the culture and everything that has just, all of our trips to Israel was the hummus and the falafel are much better.
Falafel.
Do you remember?
I mean, he had some great deals.
And the pita bread, and the and they don't use forks and knives; they just stick their hands into it, and all that. I remember once you and I were in a restaurant on a Saturday night, and there was a young woman as a waitress. Can I tell this story?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
and you said to her, "What's a girl like you doing in a place like this on a Saturday night?" And she looked at you and she said, do you remember what she said?
No, I don't actually. No.
She said,
you remember.
Because all men are pigs.
All men are pigs. That's it.
That's my memory of
the trip.
You want to have the chart here?
Please, let's go through the stories and the people list. 10 in each one.
It's a complicated chart. It's a transitory type of a week. We're going from one era to another, but that's just what I feel in my bones. It's hard to put words to it. At number 10, we have severe weather and fusion breakthrough. We might be on the verge of discovering how to harness the power of nuclear fusion, not nuclear fission, and that is a game changer.
Yep.
At number nine, TikTok legislation tied with Harry and Meghan's Netflix series.
Isn't it amazing that the two of them garner as much attention? And by the way, I was this week watching, there was a documentary on PBS that I watched the other night that it goes back, I think, 7 or 8 years when the profile of what happened the week between Diana's death and the funeral, what went on, the soap opera that was there, and the two boys as they matured into men, telling the story from their perspective about what they remember. It was very compelling. It was a very compelling.
It's a colorful human interest story, but Harry and Meghan have a connection to that tale of the royals, and that's why people are interested in it. It's basically pure celebrity gossip.
That's what it is. Yeah. They become
celebrity gossip is a parallel genre of conversation to news talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there is a whole industry in the media that deals only with celebrity gossip. Interestingly enough, that's where Bill O'Reilly came out of. He came out of the celebrity gossip genre.
He did. He was Inside. What was this? Inside Edition.
Yeah.
And he was an anchor in Boston for a number of years. You know, have you seen him on with Cuomo on the News Nation?
Actually, I haven't watched Cuomo. How's he doing? He's still doing
very well. I've never been much of a fan of Cuomo's, but I like News Nation a lot. I like Banfield. There's Dan, what's his face that's on? I forget his last name, but these are all
what's his face? That's his name.
He's on before. He's on after Cuomo and before Banfield. And it is a place to find stuff that you can, and it was interesting because O'Reilly called attention to it. You have direct connections to O'Reilly, so you can profess to what an egomaniac he is. He is a very interesting character all the way around. So he goes on every week with Cuomo, and they spar, but they spar in an intelligent, effective way. And of course, what makes O'Reilly entertaining is that he's always talking about the no-spin zone, and everything that comes out of his mouth is spin. So, but the two of them back and forth, and he says, he looks at the camera, and he says to the camera, if you watched Fox, you watch CNN, you watch MSNBC, you're getting garbage. But if you're watching News Nation with Cuomo and the others who are here, you're getting the straight story. And he looked right in the camera and pointed at the camera and said, this is the only place you should be watching any television that has to do with the news.
Well, I'm going to run right off and subscribe to that and not watch anything else.
There you go.
I believe him.
Bill.
Right, because he looks right at the camera.
Right. With his points at the
camera. I always thought he was looking at me. I didn't realize he was looking at the
camera.
Looking
at the camera.
I always thought that these people were looking at me, that they knew I'm there.
Uh-huh.
So where are we? We have Harry and Meghan.
Yes,
then we have at number eight, the triple-demic. And that's tied with China's COVID outbreak. So basically, COVID is back in the news. It's like Freddy Krueger.
Overpaid, you know, overproduced.
I don't know. It's just it's a dirty time. At number seven, the Respect for Marriage Act. At number six, the Russia-Ukraine war tied with the Griner prisoner swap. That Russia-Ukraine war is totally troubling. At number five, border
security.
Especially
when you look at how much money we keep throwing at it.
And the danger of escalation, and it's just not a good thing. Border security, which is immigration, number five. Number four, Trump's legal issues in the 2024 campaign. You know, Trump is a giant, you know, load of stuff.
His load is getting lighter, though. If you look at the polls and believe him, between him and DeSantis, he is a definitive loser. The Trumpsters, the Magagas, are not liking those polls, and they are trying to find ways of discrediting them. But they're done by Gallup and the Republican pollsters. So, okay, how do you throw garbage? How do you throw?
Well, eventually Trump is going to sort of pull an O'Reilly, and that is everything out there, but what comes out of my mouth is a lie.
Baloney. Yeah, right. Yeah.
But that's the road to authoritarianism.
Yeah,
that
it is.
You can't believe anybody but me.
Yep. Carrie Lake is cut out of that same cloth. Marjorie Taylor Greene, It's a nice bunch.
And there are people on the left that do that as well.
Absolutely.
Kyrsten Sinema is a piece of work. So at number three, we have McCarthy's speaker bid tied with Sinema leaves the Democrats.
Right. Bye-bye.
At number two, we have the Twitter and the Hunter Biden laptop story. Yeah. And the only reason the Hunter Biden laptop story is so high on the chart is this is based on conversation on News Talk Radio, which is all over that. It's not really a major story in terms of the mainstream
media, whatever that is. He's a sneak.
I bet he is.
Yeah, of course he is. Anyway.
So,
and his father, but his father doesn't know anything about it. Nothing.
They should have a pay-per-view, maybe a mixed martial arts battle between Hunter Biden and Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah, there you go. Meanwhile, Ivanka this week said she's having nothing to do with her father or with campaigning out of the family business.
I think she's joining Harry and Meghan for the next Netflix series.
That could be it. Yeah,
Harry, Meghan, and Ivanka.
Yes. Da-da-da-da-da-dun.
Boom. The economy, the Fed rate hike, and the FTX collapse is at number one. Mm-hmm. How are you doing with your crypto portfolio?
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. It's still a loser. All right, hold on a second, because we have to pause for a moment or two of important information, and then we will continue here with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison. It's 18 past the hour. Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with my mentor. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week, the top 10 lists are on the Talkers website, talkers.com. We also place them on the Good Day Show, the Good Day Show website, gooddayshow.com. We are going through, we've been through the story list, and now, Michael, without further ado, let's go to the people list, shall we?
Yeah, here we go. At number 10, we have the aforementioned Harry and Meghan, people who have royal blood flowing through their veins. At least he does. She's Hollywood royalty.
I think she's by injection, she has some royal blood going through her veins.
You might be right.
Yes,
Sam Bankman-Fried is at number 9.
He is fried.
Yeah, Bankman-Fried.
See you later.
At number 8, Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan. Elon Musk is...
You know how... Can we stop there for just a second?
Sure.
Do you know how convoluted that whole swap was and all the other ins and outs with the Germans and Whelan and who else was being offered and how the Biden folks made a decision based on her PR value, ignoring Whelan? And there's a big to-do in Germany about, as part of the deal, the Americans agreed... they sort of pushed the Germans into freeing a bunch of Soviet spies, really bad guys that have been in jail over there for a long time. This was a really convoluted, twisted mess that has Biden's stamp all over it. Really a mess.
Mm.
Awful. It really was. It was awful.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't surprise me. I don't know what the consequences of stories like that are.
To be felt, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if it has. You know, it's kind of like human interest along the sidelines of news talk.
You know what would happen, Michael? And this is something that's being repeated. You look at the polls this week that show DeSantis way out in front of Trump, the Republicans, the Gallup polls and stuff. If we could get rid of the personalities and actually talk about the issues, which hopefully DeSantis and whoever he runs against in 2024 will be able to do without all the feather bedding from these phonies that all they do is blah, 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 blah. This would be, you know, you'd get at some of these things that are going on that no one is talking about. You bring it up with the number five story, the border security thing. That is an unfathomable mess. And where the news media is not covering, other than News Nation, there's nobody talking about that. You know, the Republicans take shots at it because it's a political issue, not the human interest story that it really is. Anyway, I'm off on a toot, excuse me.
That's all right. If you weren't on a toot, there'd be no tooting here because that's all this is a toot. What'd that come out of? At number... For a lot of our, it comes out of the same place a lot of our ideas do. At number seven, we have Elon Musk. I mean, what's to say about him? At number six, we have Ron DeSantis tied with Marjorie Taylor Greene. At number five, Kyrsten Sinema. Sounds like a new chain of movie theaters. And come to Kyrsten Sinema, where the drinks are only $5. At number four, Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell. At number three, Donald Trump. Number two, Hunter Biden. That's how big that story's been on News Talk Radio. And number one is Joe Biden.
All right, there you have it, the people list. We'll get into the nitty-gritty stories behind the stories as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. The storm that's been pummeling the northern half of the United States with snow and wind has already moved into the northeast. Parts of northern Massachusetts as of Friday night received over 18 inches of snow. Joe Andrews in the town of Athol took his little niece and nephew out for playtime in the snow.
Keeps them happy. That's the best part.
The United States Postal Service is reminding everyone of the deadlines to mail Christmas packages. The regular ground service deadline is today. Priority mail must be sent by Monday, and the Priority Mail Express deadline is December 23rd. Elon Musk has reinstated the Twitter accounts of several journalists who were suspended for publishing the whereabouts of his private jet. The reinstatements came Friday after Musk conducted one of his Twitter polls asking if he should unsuspend the accounts now or in 7 days. A large majority said now. USA News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. 10. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TDS with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Coast to coast, border to border, around the country and around the world, people are listening to this program every week. The official Talk Radio Countdown Show, proclaimed official by Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Who better to tell us what's going on in the world of news talk than the fellow who runs the Bible of the talk radio industry? Mm-hmm. And all this excitement is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Have a holiday gift guide right there. And if you have a car that's a piece of you-know-what, you can ask for gifts. They have gifts at O'Reilly Auto Parts for less than $10. Gift guide online. You can get it at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. You know, they have gloves there, heated gloves, and I asked my children to get me, excuse me, some heated gloves because if I'm outside working, I had frostbite as a child. And ooh. So my fingers, when I'm on a tractor outside on the farm, my hands always... I know, yes, it's a sad story. But
working on the farm, milking those cows, little frostbite.
Yes.
You suffered. You had a tormented childhood.
I had no more suffering, though, because the gloves, the electric gloves at O'Reilly Auto Parts are going to keep my hands warm from now.
Are they getting them for you, or did they tell you, no, we got you a heated necktie?
No, they got me heated gloves, but thank you for asking. All right, shall we get back to the matters at hand here? I thought it would be somewhat worth our time to go through some of the social media comments that we've had this week, issues and the response on social media. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Greg Donahue said, when talking about politics and Mr. Fried, I thought it was Freed, but we have from inside sources that his name is Fried, right?
Yeah, as is his career.
His life. All right, so Greg Donahue said, since it's now clear that the tens of millions in political contributions that Mr. Bankman-Fried made were with investor funds and neither their knowledge nor consent came, that is, the investor funds, the people in the investment funding business didn't know their money was going to Republicans and Democrats. This, I bring it up because it shows you how sleazy the political climate in reality is in this country. Just a, you talk about the swamp, just sleaze, complete sleaze.
Really is. No, it is. It's really ugly, and that's why I find it difficult to get excited about supporting any
candidate.
Political. Yeah.
Yep. Right.
You know, you lend your support gently and always have it ready to be retracted.
Yeah.
People that sell their souls to politicians and base their egos and their reputations and their images on it are part of the sleaze. There's no way to be above it.
It's part of the, it's part of the culture. In Oregon this week, Daniel Erskine writes that Governor Kate Brown cleaned out the death row chamber. 17 people had their sentences, the death sentences, commuted to life in prison without parole. Mr. Erskine says, I don't believe the government should be killing citizens. If they spend the rest of their lives in prison, I'm good with that. Well, if you look at it purely from a financial point of view, it's much more expensive to send somebody to the death chamber because of all the rules and regulations and legal stuff you have to go through. Even at 40-some thousand, I think the average prisoner in jail costs $43,000 a piece. Think about that and how many people there are in jail. $43,000 a year to keep these people in jail, but it's still cheaper to do that than it is to send them to death penalty. Yeah. Yeah, forever. Well, a lot of them do go to college. A lot of them get a lot out of being there, as a matter of fact.
The Birdman of Alcatraz.
Right, exactly. That was that didn't Clint Eastwood played that guy? I think.
No, Clint Eastwood was 12.
That was the other one. Escape from
it was Burt Lancaster.
Ah, right, that's right.
One of my favorite movies, believe it or not. Come on, little guy. Come on, little fella. You can fly. You can fly. Get out there. Spread your wings.
Oh. All right, the economy is number one this week on the story list. Thought it was interesting to see information, and I wonder how many the business stations, the Bloomberg stations, cover these sorts of things. I don't know how many people are listening other than those who are in that business, but there are some good programs on some of these radio stations. And one of the things I heard this week on Bloomberg was a focus on what they call the sell-off, which this is the oil, well, I guess it's the stocks in general, but especially oil stocks. A lot of people say it's time to buy in again. And so whether it's just maybe oil, there are three or four oil stocks that they say are good. Do you ever listen to any of that stuff on talk radio? Because that's a good talk. That's talk. Talking about what's going on.
I mean, that business talk radio sort of is a part of the broader umbrella of news talk.
Mm-hmm.
And but the economy is a top topic of news talk. It's not just the business stations or the business networks. The economy is often said, you know, the old expression, it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah.
Is that the country's economy is one of the biggest things on the minds of voters. More than a lot of the other issues that we talk about.
And that was Jim, who was married to the Republican, Carville. Jim Carville came up with that when Clinton was running for president.
Yeah. Yep. He's still out there. Carville's still out there. You know, he does his commentaries.
Clinton's around a lot, actually.
Clinton is around a lot.
Yeah.
And his wife, Hillary, is around even more.
She's going to be the next president. Mark my words.
Oh, yeah.
She's the next president. So one of the things that
I'm laughing that we just made this major proclamation and then moved on, and I could see people out there listening to this choking on their coffee, go what you know, and we're
what
talking about you know,
I would like not to see either Joe Biden or Donald Trump be president. And I said, just my own humble opinion, that's part of what we do here. We present the facts, and then there are comments, and then there's clarification of the comments that sometimes is
right.
needed.
Well, I'll play the guy at the end of the bar pontificating. And
okay.
I don't think either Trump or Biden will be the 47th president of the United States.
So you agree with me that Hillary will be?
You're agreeing with me.
I
said months ago that, and this doesn't mean I endorse her or I like her, or even that I know for sure this is going to happen because there's no mysticism involved, but if all things stay on the storyline that they're currently on, I'd say Hillary has about an 80% chance of being the next president.
Right. And then, depending on who shows up, she'll be a one-termer, and DeSantis gets his wish to be president after that.
If DeSantis doesn't strike while the iron is hot, he will be yesterday's news. He will either be the next president or he won't be president.
At all.
Because the times are going to change. The times, they are changing.
Yep.
And 10 years from now, 8 years from now, it'll be a whole different scene. Everything we're talking about right now is destined to be old passé BS.
That's good to know.
It's true. We're on the verge of a whole new era. And eras change on a dime. Boom. All of a sudden, it's like poof, the dam bursts. And all these names that we're talking about, Pelosi and Schumer and Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and Donald Trump and Hillary, and all these people will be passé in 10 years, completely out of the picture, including Ron DeSantis, because times are going to change. And this era in which we live, mark my words, will be looked back on as ugh, or
Okay, breaking news. CNN anchor Anna Cabrera is going to leave CNN. God, can you imagine? She's confirmed she's leaving the network.
Where is she?
She's going
to
go to NBC.
What's that?
Wow. That's a national broadcasting company.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah. And you'll be happy to know that Nancy Pelosi, untrue to form, sizzled and skewered Donald Trump in her latest interview with CNN.
I can't believe that interview. I watched it. It was like they were eating. He's watching Chuck Schumer ordering Chinese food and then sitting down and gobbling it up. Who designed that format?
Yeah, right.
What is less appealing than watching a bunch of farts eating Chinese food?
You want to know what's less? Well, Chinese food they shouldn't be eating because of the problem with the Chinese. But then there's what's his face? Mayor,
From where?
Rudy Giuliani at a restaurant. He was eating lobster bisque and shaving with an electric shaver over the block. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Very classy.
Ah, very classy.
But did you see that Rudy Giuliani was found to have two wristwatches on his one wrist? He was at one of these hearings that he has to go to all the time.
Yeah, right.
And he looks at his wrist and says something about the time. And then he goes, oh, my gosh, I have two wristwatches on my wrist. What the hell is that? What the hell? And the cameras caught that. You know, what does that mean?
Unga bunga. All right.
Yeah, unga bunga. That's
unga
what
bunga.
It is. Yeah, go
there
on.
There are three men who were convicted of plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer, sentenced to a number of years in prison this week. This was a pretty high-profile legal case, remember?
Oh, yeah.
These three guys were going to jail from 7 to 12 years, even though they were not directly implicated in attempting to carry out the plot. They were convicted of providing material support to terrorists. Wow. Isn't it? Let that be a lesson to you, right?
Yeah. If you're thinking about kidnapping anybody, don't.
Don't do it, right.
No.
All right. So we were talking earlier about me going to Israel.
Yeah.
Something has popped up that has to do with international relations, and we don't seem to have as much. I think, ought to be paying a lot more attention to what's going on around the world. We tend to be very introspective here in America, and we just talk about a lot of the same old things. I think this is a very interesting thing. In the fact that they're just finding out about it now, this was a post that was made in 2014 by a UN official named Francesca Albanese, who obviously didn't like the Israelis, doesn't like the state of Israel. She happens to be on the United Nations Human Rights Special Group, and so she has, instead of being objective, according to the story, she's very supportive of the Palestinians and very anti-Semitic. So why is somebody like that in the United Nations on the Human Rights Commission? I guess that would be my question. And why hasn't this been more discussed this week? In terms of our conversations, I just, not a criticism, it's just another one of those things.
Because Kanye West is a far more interesting anti-Semite.
Right. Okay, well.
On the top 10 anti-Semites, he's number one. She's down there like number 30.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. You explained that and makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it, when you look at it that way?
Yeah, of course.
All right, here's something for you all to be thinking about as we enter into Christmas season. Don't forget those naturally nude pajamas that are available exclusively at Pajamagram. If you're intrigued, here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now, pajamagram.com. Order the naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you. Talkers Magazine at talkers.com puts forth every week, with the research done, talk radio stations, personalities, the review of the top 10 people list and the story list. We have the people list for you now. Harry and Meghan are at number 10. Sam Bankman-Fried is at 9. Brittany Griner at number 8. Elon Musk is 7. Ron DeSantis is 6. Kyrsten Sinema is 5. Kevin McCarthy is 4. Donald Trump is 3. Hunter Biden is 2. And his father, Joe Biden, yes, he is the president in residence, that's our Joe, is number 1. That's the people list compiled for the week of December 12th to the 16th. For more information, again, Talkers Magazine, plus the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the Talk Radio Review. All here together to help you understand what's going on in a collective sense in the world of News Talk Radio.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for a review of the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. At number 10, the weather. Wow, what a wild week for weather in the southwest and in the north and
and central part of our country. Number nine, TikTok legislation, things that are going on basically in social media. Number eight, China and the COVID situation. Number seven, the Respect for Marriage Act. The war in Ukraine is number six. Discussions of our border security, or insecurity perhaps is a little better reference. Number four, Trump and his continuing legal issues and his 2024 campaign pretty much falling apart already, as is McCarthy's bid to be the speaker. That's number three. Twitter and Hunter Biden, another outrage. Number two, and the economy. What is going on in your bank account? That's the number one story of the week from the folks at Talkers Magazine.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for our special time. Every week we spend time with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a professor of law at Bentley University. He's also one of the leading experts on scams and what to do. I saw something this week and thought of you when it came to getting free legal advice. I wondered whether you'd say it was worth what you paid for it, because that would be a go-to place. But there are some places that apparently give straightforward answers to general legal questions, arbitration, truth in lending, stuff like that. It's called freeadvice.com. You ever been to that site? Is there anything really worthwhile?
You know, I haven't been there, and there are a number of them. Like you say, the free advice is worth what you pay for it.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, often legal situations can be very complicated. But to get a basic idea of how the law applies in certain situations, I've found a lot of these types of websites to be very useful. So
yeah.
I'm not against them. You just have to keep them in perspective.
Got it. All right. Number one this week is a focus on the economy and government and the extension to avert a shutdown. How is this legally, this happens all the time, and some of the more astute members of our society wonder out loud if it's really legal to be doing this, given the fact that we really haven't had a budget. Doesn't the Constitution require a budget? We haven't had a budget since Bill Clinton was in office.
Yeah, I mean, it is, you know, a pox on both their houses.
You're right.
It really is. Technically, what they're doing is legal. But, you know, they always, this brinksmanship between the Republicans and the Democrats when it comes to the, you know, the last minute. So you get something. Okay, we've got something, so we don't close down the government on Friday. But that will only keep us going right for another 10 days before we get another temporary. But The issue is that the budget deals with so many important things and where the focus of government efforts are going to be that it's tough to get these two parties that can't agree on anything to agree. Like, for instance, the president is looking for a big raise for money for border security, and one would have thought that the Republicans would be on board with this, but instead they're not. It's more of a criticism, and yet they're not a criticism of the present actions, but not allowing the border security to have the money they need to do the technological stuff and also to process people, because these backups, a lot of it are related to the fact that we just don't have facilities and, you know, the agency. So until they agree, we're going to be in trouble, and they'll agree when the pigs start flying.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Look out below. Or maybe I should say Sue-y instead of Ooey. All right, number two on our list is the Hunter Biden thing. He's got to be up to stuff, up to his Mickey here, and it's amazing that he hasn't been charged with something to this point. Even though it's become very political, it's pretty obvious that this guy is not as squeaky clean as his father wishes he was.
Yeah, you know, he's Hunter Biden doesn't have a great history to him, and you know, is there something there? I'm always kind of concerned with the bits that get you know, released and leaked, so we don't really know. But you know, sometimes when it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. We do know the Justice Department is investigating it. You can bet your bottom dollar that the Republican-controlled House will investigate it, and I'm kind of glad both of them are doing this. This is something that, regardless of the position on it, is worth investigating, and so we can hopefully get some truth out of it.
Yep, exactly. All right, now, the thing that is interesting also about number two is there's a focus on Twitter and what they have to say or what isn't in there about Hunter Biden. But apparently there are other things that Mr. Twitter is doing. He's suspended an account tracking his jet. Now, I mean, I don't think there's anything illegal about any of this stuff, but you got to wonder how much scrutiny he's going to face, like a lot of these other big timers. And that usually involves lots of legal. He spends a lot of money on lawyers, I'm going to bet, right?
He does. The thing is, he also closed down a number of accounts of journalists. I mean, he's turning this into his own platform. And quite frankly, he has the absolute right to do it. It is going to be a fecal matter storm, as you said. But, well, get your galoshes and raincoat up.
All right. Have a good time. All right. Thank you, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.